Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, we can go, off. That was the TV play-by-play of when Bryce Harper got hit and broke his wrist. And I guess the visuals kind of carried that one.
You can
tell by Tom McCarthy's voice that it's not good. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we are joined by our doctors from Cooper Bone and joined Dr. David Gelt. It gives us the pleasure of speaking to him today. All right, Doc, this is going to be pretty vague because we really don't know what we don't know. And we do know that Bryce Harper had surgery on Wednesday. What we don't know is what bone or bones he broke, whether he got a pin. So I guess the question I can ask you is the theoretical, what are we hoping for and what are we hoping against with this when we get the news?
Yeah, so from what I'm reading, and obviously the pictures are pretty gruesome. Unfortunately, it didn't hit his face or anything of that sort. But
right.
With the thumb, the biggest thing with the thumb is it's an opposition, digit, so that's good for gripping, and that's why it's difficult. If it was like his ring finger or something else, it's not as significant. But what most likely they did is either put a pin in it or a wire just to stabilize it, and it doesn't necessarily heal. It just keeps it in place so it doesn't move or get shifted, and then you just don't let it heal. At the same time, because you can put that in there, you can start moving a little earlier than if you just cast it and let it heal. So you can start doing a little bit of rehab a little earlier. So best case, if we're thinking hopefully 6 weeks. We're thinking about end of August or early September. So hopefully, comes back for the run.
Doc, understood that you see most of your patients after the fact. If something has happened, then you get to examine them thereafter. You certainly question them about what happened and the like. We just played a clip of the television broadcast, and the guys were so upset they didn't really add much commentary. The thing that was gripping to me was you could see Harper's hand shaking. As he was just holding his hand, he was in so much pain that he couldn't keep his hand in place. Is that telling? Should we have known immediately? Oh, shoot, it's broken because of the way that he was shaking at that time. I know that's not the way you usually you get your patients, but I'm sure it's happened to you from time to time. What was your, if you were watching at that time and or the way I'm explaining it, what did you read from that?
Yeah, I mean, you have a pretty good idea when you have a 97 mile an hour fastball coming at the thumb. Everybody's hit their thumb with a hammer or banged it and it's hurting. But when you have a baseball hit it that fast, something's going on and just the bone just can't handle that. So I wasn't surprised that there was something broken there. Fortunately for him, it didn't seem like it was it was a little displaced, I think, from what they said. But the fact that there was a question if they were going to do surgery or not is a good sign. But hopefully it'll come back. The good thing is, Derek Hall, he's taken his place in the beginning, and he's had a nice little.
Sure.
I was actually going to ask you guys. I don't know if I'm sure there's a stat. What's the record for first career hits and consecutive home runs for a person? Do you know that in the MLB?
Well, it caught me by surprise.
Yeah, off the top of my head.
I know he is. What do we say?
He's
the ninth
now.
Player in the last 60 years with three home runs in his first three games. You asked a different question than that. I don't know that there's ever been a player to hit four home runs in his first four games. He's got the chance for that this afternoon, so that would be pretty impressive. All right, I have two questions for you unrelated to any of this, but things we've been talking about today. All right.
Yeah.
Is there a team that's not a rival of one of our teams, so not the Celtics, not the Cowboys, right, that you, Dr. David Gelt, just dislike for some reason?
In professional or college, or it doesn't matter?
I would say professional, but I'll accept college.
There's rivals that I have just for personal reasons.
No, it can't be a rival. Like
I understand.
Undergraduate.
I understand. Yeah. Yes. I have to think about it. There's some teams, I guess, just because of certain players that I wasn't a big fan of. But I have to think about it.
All right, well, that's fine. You can come back with that next week. Here's my second question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who he or she makes a movie, I guess we could say TV show too, but he or she creates something and you, Dr. David Gelt, say, like, I'm going to see that?
Yeah, there's a few. I think first comes to mind is Morgan Freeman, I think.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Been up there. There's every time it's on TV, I'll stop to watch it, no matter what movie it is with him. So I would probably have to say that first off the top of my head.
That's a very good answer, because Morgan Freeman does not do bad work.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Doc, it is always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great holiday.
Yes, you too. Have a great holiday. You know who I would put on that list for me, Jody?
Who?
Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel does good stuff.
Denzel or Morgan? One or the other. Which one is it?
Denzel.
Over Morgan, huh?
Well, because he's more of a lead guy. Morgan Freeman will often be a, I don't want to say secondary character, but Denzel is more of a movie star.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that, but it's close. That's a great comparison, because they're completely different actors. One's a like Tom Cruise, an action hero, and the other one is just a complete and total thespian. Wow, that I would lean toward Morgan Freeman, as a matter of fact, but it is damn close between both of those guys.
I asked my wife during the commercial break who she would put on the list. Tom Hanks.
She went Hanks too, huh?
She went Hanks.
If I'm keeping good company of Judy Macnow and Ray Dinger, I'm happy with my pick. Thank you very much.
And I do want to see that Elvis movie. I think that's going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. He's Jody McDonald. I'm Glenn Macnow. We're going to talk some Sixers hoop. What does all this mean that's been happening in the last week? And what chance, if any, realistically, do they have to get Kevin Durant? Keith Pompey, who does a terrific job with the Philadelphia Inquirer, will join us next. Jody Mack and Glenn Macnow on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.